This is Radioactive Magazine, a KKFI public affairs program of progressive activism, opinion, and commentary. Opinions expressed on this program are those of the speakers alone and are not necessarily the views of KKFI, its staff, volunteers, board of directors, show hosts, or other guests on the program.
Okay, this is Craig Lubo, and thank you for joining us. You're listening to Radioactive Magazine. And today we have two guests. We have Ira Harrett, and he is the director of AFSC. That stands for American Friends Service Committee. He's the director of the local Kansas City chapter, and he's been there since 1986. And we have Arena Ross. She was a participant in a youth project that AFSC had this past summer, and she'll be talking about her participation. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What I'd like to start with is have Ira just explain the background of the youth project, what they did this summer, and then I'll have Arena jump in after that.
Okay. Well, we have been really excited to work with high school-aged youth and college interns to put on a series of youth programs, but this summer we were working with what we call our Social Change Institute. So we've really recognized that youth in our community really, many of them crave the opportunity to work for the good of the community. And it's a challenge to do that these days and to have an impact. But the way that you can have an impact is to learn about issues, to understand power dynamics, to gain skills of nonviolent social change. And so we developed this Social Change Institute that we've been doing for the past 2 years and are just excited, to be impacting youth and providing them with skills and knowledge and experience of actually working on social change actions.
Okay. And when you say you've been doing this for about 2 years, was it the same number of participants each year, or is it increasing? Or?
Well, we provide a stipend for the youth, and we have about 16, 17 participants that work with us in the summertime, and so we're sort of trying to fine tune and develop the program. I was particularly pleased this year that the Institute coincided with the culmination of the campaign to raise the minimum wage in Kansas City, and so that became a natural focus for the social change actions that the youth organized, and they did a whole range of things, including canvassing neighborhoods around 30 or areas around 39th and Main and 47th and Main, collecting pledge cards and talking with people about issues of minimum wage, doing phone banking, participating in march and rally, and other activities to support the campaign to raise the minimum wage. So they kind of took the skills that they were learning and applied them to supporting that effort.
All right. And how did you select the people who participated?
Well, we have an interview process, and we have references that the youth provide, and application process. So the youth, complete an application, and then we select them on that basis.
All right. And Arena, you were one of the participants.
Yes.
Tell us what you found, what you liked about the project, what it did to help you, what attracted you to it?
Yeah, it was something very new to me, and being a senior in high school, I haven't experienced that much, and I mean, only 17. But it was definitely a rich experience for me, going through the whole social change program and going out in the community and canvassing and protesting and going to a rally and trying to raise the minimum wage. And I work for a minimum wage job, and I never realized how much it affects people being paid so low, and they have to do so much with that amount of money. And not even just that, just like enjoying like helping people and knowing like what's all going on in the world, like being having knowledge about what's going on in the world and having a youth's input on it, I think that opened up a lot of people's minds and made a lot of people more aware of it rather than just hearing it from someone else. So I think that's what I enjoy most about
it. Okay. And what do you think you will take away from the experience to help you if you participate in other social change projects later?
I think I would take away to help people more and realize that some people are in need that you may not be in need of, and to give back and to see that there is change. You don't have a blind eye towards it. If you see a problem or know something needs to be changed, change it. Don't just wait and just sit back and let it just come more of what it is.
Okay. Were there other issues that you worked on besides minimum wages during this institute?
Yes, we talked about racism, sexism, being homophobic. I think those were pretty tough topics to talk about, but they needed to be addressed. And a lot of people don't like to address topics like that because they turn a blind eye to it, but it's real. And I like how we discussed that and observed it and brought in a lot of guest speakers to talk about different things, and like with the Mike Brown and LGBT. So talking about all those different topics was very eye-opening, and I enjoyed that.
Okay. And I'm guessing it had a lot more relevance to you this summer because of the minimum wage was an issue spreading, and then the Supreme Court decision on the LGBT issues.
Yeah.
So as far as the, when you picked the minimum wage issue to address, what made you pick that over some of the other issues to have the rally for? And I'll let either one, or both of you can pipe in on that.
Well, we were a little more directive than we were in the previous year. We recognized that to do something meaningful in a two-week period is very challenging. And so we thought, hey, this is coming to a head. There's lots of opportunities and ways that the youth in the institute can use their skills and knowledge and their energy to make a real difference. And so we basically told the youth that you can choose different kinds of actions to take, but we want it to be something that's in support of the raising the minimum wage. And so that's sort of what we chose to do this year. And at first, I think the participants, they kind of, kind of thought, oh, okay, well, I don't know about this. But I think the more they learned about the issue, the more excited that they got. And the more they learned about the opportunities that they had, and I guess maybe I'll stop and I'll let Marina tell us if that's the truth.
I definitely agree with Ira. I think like focusing more on the minimum wage was a good thing because we got it accomplished in a way, and we rose the minimum wage. So that with that being done, that just gave me assurance that what I was doing wasn't for just to do it. It was for a reason. And we accomplished something, and that made me feel good knowing that I can leave saying, I did that. I made that happen. I made that possible. So I definitely agree with what Ira said.
And for the listeners who are just joining us, we are talking with Ira Herrick and Irina Ross from AFSC, American Friends Service Committee, and we're talking about primarily the Youth Social Change Institute that they had this past summer, although we will talk about a couple other things. And if you have any questions and would like to call in, we will take at least a couple phone calls. The number to call is 816-931-5534. Again, that's 816-931-5534. Okay. And Ira, you're going to start saying something.
One of the things also that Rena mentioned already was the guest speakers that we had. So I think that was also another thing that was very valuable and inspiring for the participants, inspiring for me to kind of get to talk with and hear from people working on a whole range of issues and sort of get an insight into how they go about doing that, why they do it, and what the issues are. So that was, I think, also a very important part of the Institute.
All right. And when you did the rally and all, and you were down there, did you also meet with some of the city council people?
Yes. We Jermaine Reed, Councilman Reed, was down there, and I had previously worked with him the past summer as an intern at City Hall. So I seen him down there, and I spoke to him for a minute. So it was good kind of have an interaction with the councilmen and the councilwomen so they can be aware of what we're doing. So I think that was one thing that I remembered that stuck out to me about it.
Okay. Either of you have any sense of where the city council is on this? Are they?
Well, as you probably know, that they did, actually it was a 12-1 vote in favor of passing the final minimum wage resolution. The original proposal was to raise the wage to $15 an hour by 2020, and there were a couple compromises that entered into the negotiations, and so it became $13 an hour by 2020, and an exclusion for youth under 18 years of, or 17 and under.
All right. And you handed me a sheet before we came in. It looks like this is, it's titled Youth Civic Engagement Project. And it looks like part of it is talking about the Social Change Institute for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you plan on changes for next year? Or?
Well, we'll have to determine, what kind of social action and how we want to help the youth be successful at that, but so that will change to some degree. We're always working to improve it. We change activities or add activities. We build on the strengths of the interns that help implement the project and the youth that are participating. So, but I think we found kind of a model that the youth respond to and they gain a lot from, and so we'll be continuing along the same lines.
All right. And you had a lot of workshops in this as well, is that correct, during the Institute?
The Institute had hours from 1 to 5 every day. And so throughout that time, there were sessions focused on kind of the theory and practice and skills of nonviolent social change was kind of one kind of thread that went through the 2 weeks. Another thread was looking at different issues helping youth kind of gain some ways of analyzing and understanding those issues, understanding the paradynamics, being able to look at an issue and identify allies and others that they might be able to work with, and also how you develop a campaign to address a different issue. And then the third kind of thread of the Institute was the planning and implementation of projects, social change actions that the youth organized.
Okay. One of the things in a lot of organizations I'm in Sierra Club, it's especially true, in a number of other Amnesty, a lot of organizations, the participants seem to be aging, like you and me. And we
Excuse
see
me?
All these, we're all gray-haired people, and we're all trying to bring in more youth. So let me ask Irina, what attracted you to get into this to start with? And what do organizations need to do to get more youth involved?
It attracted me when, the title of it, Social Change Institute. So just reading that, I knew it had something to do with volunteering or community service or something like that, bringing a change. So I think that got my initial drawing to it. And one way I think we could get youth more involved is to have more engaging stuff, because I feel as though some youth have a short attention span. So when you bring something to them that has fun in it, but it's still so meaningful, I think that can bring in a lot more youth because, young people are like very hip and we're not gray-haired people. So I think that could be a way to bring in more youth, to bring fun in it. And this was a fun 2-week program, and I wish it was a lot longer.
So. Okay. How did you hear about the program initially?
It was, I'm a Kauffman Scholar. I'm with the Kauffman Scholars Incorporation, which is a program that you're in from sixth grade to your senior year of college, and they pay for your college. So I was in that program, and I was sent an email about the Social Change Institute. So I looked it up a little bit, found a little more information about it, and applied and went through the application process, and I heard back that I was chosen to be an intern for them, so I was very excited about that.
All right. And you said Kauffman, that program is sixth grade through college?
Yes.
So are you still in that program?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And so does that organization encourage social change and activism?
Yes, they send us a lot of different things, from being in a social change group to being in a math club. And they're always sending us stuff or trying to get us to be in different things.
Okay.
So.
And later in the fall, you've got a poster project?
Yeah, we're excited about a new project that we're going to be offering in area schools and youth programs called the All of Us Are None Poster Project. And basically what it's about is to kind of engage and motivate youth to speak out and communicate about the issues that they're concerned about and to kind of reflect on the world, and also to kind of get a insight or a knowledge about how poster art has been used in different social movements in the past and how it can communicate their concerns and ideas and hopes in the present. So basically, we will go into area classes and youth groups and do a 90-minute kind of engaging training that gets youth kind of thinking about it and learning kind of a 101 political poster making, and then actually produce a little draft of a poster in the process, and then go on to produce a poster for themselves. This is, and then we'll invite them to submit their posters to be displayed along with a traveling exhibit that will be coming to Kansas City in December and that will feature posters from that are made by artists from across the country.
And will all of the 17 that participate in the Social Change Institute be participating in that as well?
Some of them will. Some have kind of gone off to college and so aren't in the Kansas City area right now, but many of the youth that participated are helping us do outreach to classes and groups that they work with to bring the project to their to their groups, and we'll also invite them to come together as a group to work on the project as well.
Okay. And Irina, you said you're a senior in high school this year?
Yes.
Okay. So when you gone to college, are you planning on majoring or in something that will draw from your experiences in this type of participation?
I plan on majoring in theater or film or something in the performing arts area. Regarding social change and what we've done in the program, I think with me wanting to be an actress, that's what I want to be, or be involved in film. A lot of filmmaking is art, and you can bring in so many different topics. So I think a way for me to express my art, or if I want to make a film or write a screenplay one day, I could reflect on my experiences while being in Social Change Institute and all the different things we talked about with racism and sexism and things of that sort. That can be put into so many different things. It can be put into books. It can be put into movies. It can be used in so many ways to open people's minds and make people aware of so many things that are around us. So with me majoring in something like that, I think it's a perfect way to show what I've learned.
Okay. And sexism and racism issues, that all kind of ties in all of that with the economic justice issues as well.
Yes.
All right. I want to go back to the poster project for a minute. So how do students, if they want to participate in that, how would they contact you to?
Well, they can contact me at AFSC, AFSC.org website / Kansas City. There's information, www.afsc.org/Kansas City, and look up information about our youth civic engagement projects. Call our office at 816-931-5256, 816-931-5256. Just Google Kansas City Poster Project, and I think maybe you'd find us. But we're, happy to work with groups or even just accept individuals, poster work to be considered to be added to the exhibit in December.
And Rena, when you did this, your participation in this, did it help create optimism for you as far as the future and change actually occurring?
Yes, it definitely did, because I see myself as being more of a pessimistic type of person. But knowing that we can go out and actually make a change and not just talk about what we're going to do, actually going out and making a change, I think that made me a little more optimistic about certain issues. I think that's really what made me feel optimistic, knowing that we accomplished something while we were in it in 2 weeks. And I feel as though we accomplished so much. So doing it in just that amount of time, that made me very optimistic about further endeavors.
Okay. And did any of the workshops include anything about how to get out the message in terms of media?
Oh, we actually had a Facebook page and an Instagram. We had an Instagram page, okay, too, at KC Minimum Wage, KCU for Minimum Wage. I think that's what it was called. But that was a good way for us to get others aware that, a lot of youth is on social media. That's our lives, as some people like to put it. So I think that was a great idea that we all came up with, is to start our own social media pages, because that draws a lot of attention and a lot of people, and especially youth from like ages 16 to 24, I guess. So
yeah.
We did work with them about and kind of provide an overview about how to use the media to get your message out. And in fact, spent an afternoon at this very radio station, and we're hosted by Mike Murphy and Sharon Lockhart, who did interviews. And so the youth were on the air as part of the Institute, and then several have volunteered with Every Woman radio show since the Institute ended.
Okay. And so that was all broadcast on Sharon's show then?
Yes.
Okay. And for those of you who want to hear that, Sharon's show is podcast. So do you recall what the date was?
I don't remember the airing date.
Her show is podcast. So if you'd like to hear more and hear what the students had to say at that time about that, I would encourage you to go back. And Sharon's show is called Every Woman, and you can go to our website, kkfi.org, and listen to that podcast. You mentioned of the 17, it sounds like all of them were high school, or were some in college?
All of them were in high school.
High school, okay, all right. And do you have any, Arena, do you have any closing thoughts, or?
My closing
anything
thoughts.
You'd like to say about other people who maybe are thinking about getting involved in social change?
Yes. My closing thoughts would be that I'm very proud, and I'm so happy that I decided to be in this program, even knowing it was just 2 weeks, I feel like I've got a year's worth of information and even a lifetime. And I feel like I can take all that I've learned from this program and carry it with me throughout life. And for anyone, I definitely recommend it. For anyone who's interested in bringing a change to the world, I think it's an amazing thing to do. And I think this is an amazing program, and I would love to do it again next year. I think it would be awesome if anyone was interested in joining this program, and I definitely recommend it.
And she mentioned she would love to do it again next year. Is there a possibility for someone to repeat the program?
We're looking into, you know, how we might be able to do a Social Change Institute Part 2, but we haven't kind of got those all those things in place. And I guess I would say just it is just a full of lots of good information, but the approach to the way that we present the information is through experiential learning and popular education techniques. So it's really about sharing ideas and presenting experiences and getting the youth to kind of reflect and respond and analyze those experiences and have a lot of fun in the whole process. So we do a lot of laughing and enjoying of each other and learning at the same time.
Okay, we're down to about 2 minutes, so I want to ask you briefly on another issue, because you brought in some yard signs about Iran. Mm-hmm. What is AFSC doing about the Iran issue? And I think we're talking mostly about the agreement the Obama administration negotiated.
Yes, we're concerned, along with many others, that sort of the fractured, dysfunctional Congress that we have is going to disapprove of this Iran agreement, which has been described as the most extensive and verifiable nuclear inspection regime ever negotiated. So there's many good things about the agreement. It doesn't solve every problem that we might have with Iran, but the disapproval of it would set back the whole idea of negotiation and would discredit the United States as a negotiating partner. It would remove the support for the sanctions that are in place without any kind of constraints on Iran in the future. So it's basically an invitation for the U.S. to reject diplomacy and to rely on force and threat to pursue its goals. And to be honest, we just can't afford another war in the Middle East. The ones that we have pursued have been too costly in terms of the damage it's done to human lives, as well as to the U.S. economy and wasted monies. And so it's likely that the Congress will pass a bill to disapprove of the resolution or of the agreement, and that then the question will be, will Congress have the ability to override President Obama's veto of the bill? And so we encourage people to contact their elected officials. We will be holding a rally when some actions have been taken on the bill, and Congress will reconvene on September 8th, at which time they're likely to pass something in the days following that.
We are out of time now. I want to thank the listeners for joining us. You've been listening to Ira Herod and Arena Ross talking about the Social Change Institute and a couple other issues with AFSC. If you'll join us next week, Dave Mitchell has done an interview relating to climate change, so that will be next week's issue. Thank you for joining us.